Good morning. Good morning, everyone. You need to find a Bible. You need to find 1 Timothy chapter 4. That's where we're going to be. 1 Timothy chapter 4 is where I'm starting, and I'm going to be a lot in 1 Timothy chapter 4. So I need you to be looking at 1 Timothy 4. Let's just start in verse 7 and 8. Lots to say from the text. Lots of good things going on here at Westside. We're going to talk about some of that this morning. Need to just get in this text and let's go to work. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. There the text says, "Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths, but rather train yourself for godliness." Train yourself for godliness. "For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." Now, we do live in a society that is obsessed with bodily training. Americans spend some $40 billion a year on fitness, gym memberships, diets, all kinds of stuff to get their bodies in better shape. We're just obsessed with that. Everywhere you go, you see people jogging and running and riding their bike and going here. Every community has gyms, even 24-hour-a-day gyms. And then, of course, there are those wonderful infomercials that have those amazing gadgets that can get you all fit in 30 seconds or less. Everywhere we see, people are concerned about fitness. Maybe that's because the United States has more fast food restaurants than any other place on earth. And when you spend so much money on fast food, and you spend so much money on big screen TVs and cars to ride around in, instead of bikes and running and walking, you end up spending a lot of money on dieting to take care of all of that fast food. Well, I can't say too much about bodily training in a bad way, because Paul does say that bodily training, verse 8, is of some value. But then he says there is a training, a kind of training, that is worth so much more. Godliness, he says, is of a value in eternity, but it's also of value right now. And so because of that truth, Paul says to Timothy, you need to train yourself for godliness. Are you doing that? Have you ever thought about becoming spiritually fit? I want to train myself for godliness. Ever said that? Well, this week is Vacation Bible School week here at Westside. And that is exactly what's going to happen this week with our spiritual boot camp, Operation Godliness. Our theme this year is training for godliness. Our teachers have identified the key attributes that our young people need so that they can serve the Lord, so they can have more of God in their life and take the world out of their life, so they can truly be followers of the Lord. 2 Timothy 4, 7, 8 is about to break out all over this building all week long as Vacation Bible School goes on here. It's going to be wonderful. And it's going to be so good for our kids. And this morning, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about increasing spirituality, building stronger disciples. I want to talk about training for godliness. And I'll say to you adults, this lesson is certainly for you and you'll benefit from it. But I want you to know, this lesson's really for our kids who are coming to Vacation Bible School. So parents, you'll be doing a help to me this morning and you'll be helping your kids. If you'll lean over right now and nudge your kid, time to put away the crayons, time to close Angry Birds on the iPad. Kids, I want to talk to you this morning, because I'm going to talk about what VBS is all about, and I want to talk to our kids this morning about what they're going to get in VBS and how to make the most of VBS. I want to talk about Vacation Bible School. Last year in Vacation Bible School, we talked about being in the Lord's army. You remember that? If you're going to be a soldier in the Lord's army, then you need to be trained. Soldiers are trained. You're going to be trained this week for godliness. Kids, you need to report to boot camp. Someone says, what is boot camp? Well, boot camp's the place where soldiers go first. When you join the army, boot camp is where you go to become a soldier. You go from being a regular person, a civilian, Joe Civilian. They make you into a G.I. Joe. Training goes on at boot camp. What's the first thing that happens at boot camp, do you know? First thing that happens at boot camp, shave your head. That is exactly the first thing that happens at boot camp. Some of you remember that famous soldier. Yeah. So tomorrow morning, the first thing that's going to happen is we're going to shave your head. No, we're not going to do that. Miss Tiffany assures me there'll be no haircuts tomorrow, but there'll be lots about what God wants us to be, lots of training to build that into our lives. If you're going to come to boot camp, if you're going to be trained in the Lord's army, then you need this morning to mark down these three essentials to spiritual training. I say again, Mom and Dad, you're going to get something out of this too, but I'm talking to our vacation Bible school students this morning. Mark down these three essentials so you can have a successful vacation Bible school. Number one, if you're going to be successful this week, you need to bring the right attitude, and that attitude is what? A desire to be trained. You should want to be trained. Now, our boot camp's going to last 5 days. If you join the United States Army and become a U.S. Army soldier, your boot camp would last 10 weeks. Join the United States Marines, their boot camp lasts 13 weeks. Want to be a Navy SEAL, the baddest of the bad, the elitist of the elite, the guys who perform operations all around the world to make us safe and free, their boot camp lasts 6 months. 6 months of training like that. Now, why do those guys do that? Why do they get their heads shaved and do the obstacle course and run and get up before the sun comes up to take a hike, do all that training on the gun range? Why are they doing all that? Because our soldiers do not want to meet the enemy unprepared. They understand that war is not a game. Where they are going and where they serve, it's not a case where if you get killed, you just restart the video game, hit the B button, and you get another life and you go on. Our soldiers in harm's way in Iraq and Afghanistan, they face real bullets, real bombs. And they know that in combat, that is not the place where you want to try to figure out how to work your weapon or how to put on your helmet or how to drive an armored vehicle or what to do with this radio to call for an airstrike. They understand that in the chaos and confusion that is always a battle zone, you need to know what you're doing. You need to have skills and preparedness. You need to be trained and ready to do what our soldiers do. Use their abilities, use their weapons to meet and defeat the enemy. Our soldiers go to boot camp because they don't want to die. They want to have victory over the enemy. They want to triumph instead of being defeated. I wonder sometimes if the people of God get that. Can you find 1 Peter 5 in your Bible? Parents, help them find 1 Peter 5, verse 8. In 1 Peter 5 and verse 8, here we read about our adversary, our enemy. In 1 Peter 5 and verse 8, there Peter says, 1 Peter 5 and 8, be sober-minded and be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Kids, if I'm about to dump you into a lion cage, would you like a little training on how to defeat a roaring lion before you go in there? How about Ephesians 6? This is what Paul's talking about in Ephesians 6. Find that in your Bibles. Parents, help them find Ephesians chapter 6. We need to read here. This is soldier talk. In Ephesians chapter 6, this is the armor of the Lord, verse 10. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Now Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. We have a terrible enemy. We need to be ready. Because, verse 12, we don't fight or wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers and against authorities and against cosmic powers over this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. We are fighting against darkness. We're fighting against evil. In that situation, don't you want to have the armor of God? Don't you want to know how to operate the sword of the Spirit so that you can triumph over the enemy? Think about it, kids. What about your friends? Why is it that your friends can't stand up for what is right? Why do they wilt under pressure? Why do they lie or cheat or steal or gossip and do bad things? Some of your friends may already be involved in drugs or alcohol. Why is that? Because they have no training. The devil cuts them up. They have no chance. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to do. They don't know how to fight. They don't know how to win. This week, we'll train you. We'll train you what to do in this fight, how to recognize the devil, how to know right from wrong, how to stand up for what is right. You want to follow Jesus? You want to defeat the devil? You want to do what is right and go to heaven? Then you ought to want to be trained. You ought to come in those doors every morning saying, I am so ready. I want to be a soldier, and I want to be a trained soldier who can function in the army of the Lord. I want to be trained. That means this ought to be the most important thing you're doing this week. Video game's not going to help you overcome the devil. Sleeping in, watching some movies, laying, that's not going to help you, soldier. Come be trained. Now, Mom and Dad, let me say something here. Can you see now why some adults can't ever seem to get their Christianity together? They're haphazard in their attendance, can't get their Bible reading done, they don't pray, they don't serve the Lord like they ought to, they just struggle all the time. Isn't the truth of the matter? They don't understand we're at war. They don't understand there's a fight on and they need some training in this fight. As soon as you start taking the enemy seriously, you'll want to be trained too. Look at verse 13. You still in Ephesians 6? Look at verse 13. Therefore, verse 13, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Remember, Mom and Dad, this business of I'm in the Lord's army, that's not just a kid's song. We're all in that army. We're all fighting against the devil. Every one of us needs to be strong, taking up that armor of God, standing against Satan. Soldiers want to win. They want to know victory, and they do not want to be killed by the enemy. That means they want training. Kids should want to be trained. Parents should want to be trained. All of us want to be trained. But as we're doing that, I need to tell you secondly this morning, training's hard work. You need to understand that right now. Training is hard work. You go to boot camp, one of the things they use in boot camp is the obstacle course. All kinds of rigorous obstacles, going up, coming down, climbing nets, all sorts of things. Somebody says, boy, that kind of looks like fun. And you know what? I get that. It kind of does look like fun. Until you've run that obstacle course for about the 50th time, and the temperature's 110 degrees, and there's a drill sergeant screaming in your ear that you're not doing it fast enough, and if you don't get it in time this time, you're going to do it again, and you're carrying a 50-pound combat pack. No, that's not fun. The obstacle course is not designed to be fun. The obstacle course is hard work, because training's hard work. Can you find your Bible again and find 2 Timothy 4? Let's look at 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, please. Notice what is said there in Timothy. And first, did I say 2 Timothy? It's 1 Timothy 4 and verse 7. Have nothing there, verse 7, he says, 1 Timothy 4 and 7. Have nothing to do with irreverent and silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. I want you to know something, kids, about that word train. If you were holding the letter that Paul wrote to Timothy, and you were reading what Paul had written there, you would be reading, of course, in Greek, because Paul wrote in Greek, not in English. He wrote in Greek. And the word that you would see there is the word gymnazo. That's the word for train. Does that word look familiar? It should, because that's the word that we get our word, the English word, gymnasium from. Someone says, I'm going to the gymnasium. Let me ask you this. What do gymnasiums smell like? All gymnasiums smell the same, don't they? They're a little stinky. Because gymnasiums are the place where people train and practice, and that means they sweat. Gymnasiums have that smell about them of sweatiness and perspiration and people getting hot and working hard. Gyms smell like training. They smell that way because training is hard work. And this is an essential point for our vacation Bible school this week, kids, because the truth of the matter is, we don't like hard work. You know why people aren't fit today? Why isn't everybody run a marathon? I mean, that's just kind of cool. Everybody just ought to do that, shouldn't they? Why is it that people are massively overweight? What's that all about? Well, the truth of the matter is, it's a whole lot easier. Get yourself a big old bag of greasy potato chips and a big sugary soda and put that recliner back into fifth gear and get that remote control, do some TV watching. That's a lot easier, and it's a lot more fun eating all that junk food than it is to get up and go to the gym and lift weights and run on the treadmill or get on the bike and get out and work hard. People don't want to work hard. That's why we get those infomercials that are so bogus. Because what do they offer? They offer that you can be fit without working hard, you know. Today, $19.99, fitness gum. Chew your way to being buffed and... Oh, come on. But people don't want to work hard. So somebody offers them a shortcut. Somebody says you can have six-pack abs without working hard. Everybody says, oh, I'm going to get in on that. Paul's telling us, training is tough. The very word he uses here is a word that is full of toughness, difficulty, and sweat. We need to train ourselves for godliness, and that can be difficult. And I want you to know, kids, that's going to be true this week at Vacation Bible School. There's going to be lots of things that we do this week in Vacation Bible School. Going to be a lot of fun. Going to be a lot of activities and going here and doing that and making this. Going to be really great stuff. But you want to know us? I'll tell you what else. There's going to be some times where the teacher is teaching right out of the Word of God. And you know what the temptation there is? Our mind starts to wander a little bit. Maybe we start thinking about something else. Maybe we start daydreaming a little bit. Maybe we're a little tired because we got up early for Vacation Bible School. Our focus isn't there. Maybe the kids in the back of the class are giggling and cutting up and writing some notes in their lesson book a little bit and everybody's having a big time. What's the temptation? Then I'll go be part of that. Be back there in the back of the classroom. I'm going to have fun with those guys. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to cooperate. I'm not going to pay attention. See? It's tough, isn't it? It's tough. Say, focus. Stay with this. I'm going to listen to what the teacher's saying. I'm going to find that passage in my Bible. I'm going to read along. I'm going to stay here in this class. I'm going to stay here and learn because I want to be trained. Is that always going to be easy? No, it is not. No, it is not. It will take an effort on your part to engage, to be part of what's going on, to listen, to learn, to contribute, to be here fully and be trained in that way. It's going to take some effort on your part. You have to do that. You want to be trained in the Lord's army? Get ready to work all week. Boot camp, going to work. Mom and dad, adults, let me say a word about that to you as well. Notice in 1 Timothy 4, verse 10, did you notice there? For to this end, Paul says, we toil and strive. We toil and strive because we have our hope set on the living God, who's the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Paul never tries to deny that it can be tough. The words he uses are toil and strive. Coming to church and staying focused here and reading your Bible and living with Christian character. So much easier, isn't it? Just start screaming and yelling at somebody, blow your top, lose your temper, salt that down with some profanity to really make your points. That's the easy way to do, isn't it? So much easier to sleep in. So much easier to lie to the client on the job so that you get that bid. No. Being a Christian's tough. Training is hard. But if we want the good results of being trained, we'll have to do the hard work. We claim we want to know the Bible. We claim we want to be able to defeat temptation. We claim we want to go to heaven. But that's just talk until we show up ready to do the work. Training takes hard work. Which leads then to this third essential for this week. You need to know that training never stops. If you drive by any one of our military bases, what are you going to see? You'll see troops out there running, doing the obstacle course, heading to the shooting range. Regularly, our armed forces stage drills and simulations where they simulate battle conditions so they can practice and practice some more. Now, what's that all about? Go to boot camp for 10 weeks or 13 weeks, get your head shaved, all things go like that. Shouldn't that just be done? You graduate, it's all over with, no more, right? No. No, you got to keep on training. Got to keep your skills sharp. Got to develop new skills as the enemy develops new tactics. One of the key elements this week is for all of us to understand that for 5 days we're going to have intensive boot camp training in godliness. But that is just the beginning of a lifetime task. Look at 1 Timothy, I'm determined to put this passage in 2 Timothy. Let's try 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. Notice there he says, while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life that is to come. When you're trained to godliness, yes, that's about heaven. Certainly that's about going to heaven when you die. But it also holds promise, what's he saying? For this present life. Godliness, living God's way, isn't just about heaven. It's also about living the best way right now. And if you're going to do that, you got to keep being trained. Training's going to have to be an ongoing part of your life because you're going to grow. And then life's going to look different. You're going to grow up. You're going to be a teenager. You're going to get a driver's license. You're going to start making your own decisions. You might even go on a date. Boy, some of them right now are thinking, go on a date with a girl. Man, one of these days, going to happen. Life's going to look very different then. You know what you're going to need? You're going to need some training. So you'll understand how to face life as a teenager so that you can serve the Lord and be effective in the Lord's army. Going to grow up some more. Going to grow up some more. Get out of the house. Maybe go to college. Get a job. Going to be a young adult. Now you're going to need to think about your life's course and what direction your life is going to take. What job you want to do. You're going to get married. Never been married before. That's what you're going to need. Going to need some training. How to serve God on the job. How to glorify God in marriage. What does God want me to do as a married soldier? Then you know what? Going to have some kiddos. And you're going to be bringing your kids to vacation Bible school. You know what you're going to need? Going to need some training. How to be a godly mom. How to be a godly dad. Kids are going to grow up and they're going to get married. And guess what? They're going to need some training. You're going to need some training as now you face life as, what do they call it, an empty nester. Maybe some grandkids come along. How do you serve the Lord now? Now you're going to need more training. You see, what we're beginning this week is not ever going to end. We'll always need to be trained in how to serve God and defeat the devil in every part of life throughout our entire life. And the key to all of that is to realize what training means. Verse 7, having nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. One translation says, don't follow foolish stories that disagree with God's truth. I like that. Another translation says, don't have anything to do with godless stories and silly tales. I like that. Notice what Timothy's told to pay attention to, verse 13. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and to teaching. It's the Word of God, God's Word that trains us. We become more godly when we read and study and live the most godly book ever written, the book written by God, God's Word, the Bible. All of your life, you're going to need to pay attention to the Scriptures. You're going to need to read your Bible regularly. You're going to need to be in Bible classes. You'll need to be at special events like youth lectures and vacation Bible school. You need to get ready for that. Training will never stop. What we begin this week doesn't ever come to an end. You will always need more of God's Word in your life. And that's why we want to start it in the best way this week, with spiritual boot camp. I'll tell you this, I do want to be physically fit, and sometimes I even do a little bit of that bodily exercise, because I don't want to huff and puff like a freight train when I get to the top of some stairs, and I want to have to buy all new clothes because I can't fit into my pants anymore. But more than being physically fit, I want to be spiritually fit, trained for battle, ready to take on our adversary and defeat him by the power of God. That kind of training. Now that's profitable for this life. And it is profitable for the life that is to come. That kind of fitness will have you living the best way now. And it will take you to heaven in the end. That's the kind of training we'll be doing this week. Kids, come to vacation Bible school. Get spiritually fit. Be spiritually trained in operation godliness. Soldiers, your orders are clear. Report to boot camp tomorrow morning at 09:30 hours.